Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
Jesus, after this incident about the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod, heals a blind man at Bethsaida. It says, "And they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked, 'Do you see anything?' And he looked up and said, 'I see people. They look like trees walking.' Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and he opened his eyes and his sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home saying, 'Do not even enter the village.'" So Jesus does this miracle, and there are a couple elements here that are unique. One, it's almost as if Jesus does the miracle in stages. He spits on his hand, touches him, and says, "Can you see?" And it's, "I can see in part." And then he does it a second time. So why twice in this instance? And then there is the issue of why did Jesus take him out of the town and then tell him not to even enter the village? Well, one of the themes that you're seeing here is the way that faith interacts with the work of God. Could it be that the village had unbelief and hostility to the things of God, and for God's work to move forward, he wanted to remove the man from the situation? You may be in a place where you are surrounded by people whose lack of faith has made it hard for you to move forward. And maybe this is just a story reminding you that staying in the place that has hostility will keep God's work from being planted firmly in your life. And maybe this idea of the two-stage working of God, the "here's my hand and then here it is a second time," although there's certainly nothing that we see that the man does in this instance, is a realization that God's work is often in phases, that there's partial revelation, partial understanding, partial healing, that rarely does God simply wipe a slate in a moment. Now, again, we aren't privy to all of what took place here. But all of that just simply implies this, and that is that if you want to see the work of God, you may need to separate yourself from some context that is hostile to it and be patient that God's work doesn't always become visible in the way that we want it immediately. But sometimes it is revealed over time. Now, this is clearly a miracle text, and Jesus did miracles to show the reversal of the fall, to show that blindness would one day be restored with sight, to show that lameness would be restored with walking. When he raised someone from the dead, like Lazarus, that he had power over life and death. It's to show the power of God. And so the power of God is something that is worth celebrating and pursuing in your life. And certainly, there's a lot that can be said about the miraculous working of God in different ways. But here, without any question, there is a sense in which God chooses to do the miraculous, the powerful, when this man agrees to leave the village and there's a sense of patience.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.